At Roush Honda, we're closed on Sundays. Sure, we might miss out on a few sales, but some things in life are more important than selling cars. So Sunday, relax. Then come see us on Monday, and you'll see why.
The best way to say Honda is Roush Honda.
Spend a couple minutes here with Matt Mayer, the Buckeye Institute. And Matt, good morning. You were suggesting you have some myths about collective bargaining reform in Senate Bill 5?
Yep, we know there are some myths out there on collective bargaining reform here in Ohio. So, you know, we just wanted to make sure we put out what are the top 10 of those myths.
Okay, let's go. Myth number one.
What, you have the sheet there in front of you?
Uh-huh.
What do you have as myth number one?
Senate Bill 5 won't save taxpayers money.
Yeah, big myth. We did some analysis of using school district, city, and state data. We estimate about $1.3 billion in savings, which will get higher each year the longer those savings are put in place. So those are real savings at a time where we have, especially at the local level, big government crises fiscally.
Myth number two, SB 5 isn't about local budget deficits. It's an ideological war on teachers, firefighters, and police officers whose comp packages are being falsely blamed for the deficits.
Yep, again, nice big myth, good talking point for big labor. But the reality is, if you look at local budgets, and we look at the school districts because those are the big ones, 613 of them, they project their own numbers last October before Governor Kasich's budget, before Senate Bill 5. They had projected a $7.6 billion deficit by 2015. 96% of all revenue will be swallowed by compensation package costs. So the whole toolkit provided by Senate Bill 5 is aimed at helping them tear down those compensation package costs so that they can realign to the new normal in Ohio and get their finances right.
Governor John Kasich's proposed budget is the cause of deficits.
Yep, again, that, using just those 613 school districts, they did their own financial projections last October before there was a Governor Kasich, and they themselves put out the numbers that lead to an aggregate state deficit of $7.6 billion in just a couple of years. Some school districts are already operating at negative deficits. Dublin ends year deficit has since 2009. And the only reason they can pay the bills is because they have a cash balance, which will be well gone by 2014. So a lot of school districts are spending more than they bring in revenue.
SB 5 will force teachers, firefighters, and police officers onto food stamps.
Yeah, that's a great one. That we're somehow trying to drive government workers into the poverty line. Again, in most counties, state workers make more than their private sector neighbors. In most counties, 69 out of 88, most local workers make more than their private sector neighbors. No one's talking about food stamps in poverty lines, just talking about realigning compensation packages to fit the new normal that is Ohio's economy.
With collective bargaining, firefighters and police officers will be in greater danger.
Yeah, that's one of the big ones, and that really pulls the emotional appeal of most Ohioans because, you know, we love our firefighters and police officers, and they use that one to try to scare folks. The reality is we looked at the data between 50 states, those where safety forces can collectively bargain and those that they can't over the last 10 years, and there is no difference in the number of injuries and death rates for police officers and firefighters. So the fact is collective bargaining and unions have nothing to do with the safety of officers or firefighters. So let's not get caught up in that emotional game. Let's stick to the facts and realize that this is really about sticking to fiscal budgets.
SB 5 takes away the ability of government workers to collectively bargain.
Again, they still have the right to collectively bargain. All it does is focus that on wages and other key issues and takes away some of the areas of bargaining that are really driving cost, like health care, sick leave, longevity pay, step increases, these additional increases you get just for sticking around another year, and focus on merit and performance and the types of things that people in the private sector deal with every day of their lives.
Politicians, government managers, ultimately responsible for bad contracts they enter into with big labor.
Yeah, that one comes from some Yahoo up in Toledo who says that, you know, if he does a bad contract with big labor, he's responsible. He's not responsible. Taxpayers are responsible. And we've got to keep that in mind. If management does a poor job negotiating against big labor because of the tilted nature of Ohio's collective bargaining law, which is considered currently one of the worst in the country for taxpayers, the fact of the matter is it's we taxpayers that have to bail out those bad decisions. So we're on the hook, not some bureaucrat that happens to be the manager when the union comes around for bargaining.
Matt, some of the recent polling I've shown suggests SB 5 will not pass.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a steep curve because, again, what you have is that concentrated benefit of just to say, you know, 700,000 folks and their families who stand to lose because we can't afford what we pay and how we pay them. And then you have the diffuse cost of that among the other 8 million Ohioans in an off-year election who have other things going on, like they're trying to, you know, make sure they've lost jobs, they've lost pay, they've lost benefits. So they're focused on kind of, you know, tying the ends together and trying to keep things afloat for their own family. So getting folks to focus on this on an off-year election and come out there and support these reforms, it's going to be a tough putt, but we'll see as the months kind of roll by and the folks who support SB5 start getting out their message, which they haven't done so far. All you've heard really are the radio ads and the videos and things like that coming from the folks trying to scare everybody.
Yeah. Matt Mayer, BuckeyeInstitute.org, Ohio by the numbers.